Director Brennan, my question concerns the 28 pages. You've been on record about your view of their relative lack of value. My question is timing of release and the level of declassification and whether they will also be released with the investigative report, which puts it all in context.
Well, I am only the director of CIA, so I don't make the decisions about the release of a congressional document, the joint inquiry that was produced in December of 2002, that subsequently was followed up with the 9/11 Commission that thoroughly investigated all the allegations and information that was in those 28 or 29 pages. So there's an executive branch responsibility because that document cited executive branch information. So there is a, I think has been said publicly, there's been a review that has been underway, and so there is going to be the appropriate discussions that need to take place between the executive and legislative branches to finalize that. I believe it's important that that document get out because there's so much speculation and conjecture about it. I have said that there are a lot of things in there that unfortunately I think will be used by some to maybe misrepresent the facts or history. But that's why the 9/11 Commission thorough research investigation really should be seen by folks as the much more dispositive of it. And there are some other documents that may come out at the same time, as you point out. But again, I defer to others who have that decision-making responsibility.